Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am bringing on Mavericks Metals, traded on the TSX and NYSE under the symbol MMX. I am chatting with the president, Ryan McIntyre. Now, I am introducing Mavericks because, well, one, I know that a lot of our listeners follow the royalty space and especially Mavericks, but also because I am hosting a webinar. I've posted about it on the site. It's coming up this Wednesday, April 28th at 11 a.m. Pacific time, so 2 p.m. Eastern time. Free to register for everybody. And yeah, I also will be taking questions from a group of royalty companies, what I think really are some of the top quality mid-tier royalty companies in the space, Mavericks being one of them. Ryan, let's start off by talking about how Mavericks Metals came together. Look, the fact of the matter is we've seen a whole flood of royalty companies come into the space just in the last year. I think it goes to the benefit of the royalty model. But the fact of the matter is a lot of these new royalty companies really don't have much in the way of a portfolio of assets or any cash flowing assets. How did Mavericks come to be when it came out into the market as a royalty and streaming company, please?
Sure. Well, Mavericks was basically formed in mid-2016. And really, that was largely the vision of our chairman, Jeff Burns, and our CEO, Dan O'Flaherty. So Jeff Burns was previously the CEO of Pan American Silver for almost a dozen years. And as he was leaving Pan American after retirement at the end of 2015, he noticed that there were a bunch of royalties and things within Pan American that weren't getting valued in the market, obviously given Pan American has a bunch of different operating mines and obviously garnering most of the value and attention. And he thought that, you know, if you spun these out into a different vehicle, you could get some additional value for Pan American. And so basically what happened was Jeff and Dan together basically approached Pan American with the idea and the concept. And it took basically Pan American not long to decide that that would be a great idea. And so basically Pan American vended in royalties and streams into Mavericks initially. And they basically kicked it off by taking a large equity stake in the company. And so that was almost 5 years ago, and a lot's transpired since then, but it's all been great.
Now let's talk about the overall portfolio of royalties and streams, because the company has built a pretty impressive and large portfolio here. What's the total number of royalties and streams that Mavericks holds?
We have 115 royalties and streams today, and of that, we've got 13 of those that are currently paying.
Now, when it came to acquiring all of these royalties, they weren't just one-by-one deals. You guys have really taken the strategy of working with some of the larger royalty companies and also more well-known resource companies broadly to bring in groups of royalties. Explain to us a little bit more how that strategy has played into the overall company.
Yeah, no, you've got it. So, you know, as I mentioned, you know, Pan American was really the one that kicked it off. And what was interesting about that is, very similar time in Goldfields, the large mining company out of South Africa, was thinking the same thing with its royalties, thinking that it really wasn't getting much value for the ones that it has accumulated over the years. And so actually, just a few months after the Pan American deal closed, Goldfields actually came in and brought their royalties into the fold as well, and for a large stake in Mavericks. And it's funny because what ensued over the next, I guess, 3 or 4 years after that, you had other companies, most notably Newmont and Kinross, basically vended in their royalty portfolios to Mavericks as well for large equity stakes. And so that's a pretty unique way of doing it. So we actually haven't issued any equity in terms of issuing equity to the public for cash for Mavericks. The only equity we've really issued actually is to other people where we've acquired royalty portfolios. So it's a bit of a different way to do it. So we've basically been more or less self-funded along the way, which I think is pretty interesting. And you know, I think one of the things that we take great pride in is our strength in terms of our board and our management team. And I think that's corroborated by, you know, basically the investments from Newmont, Kinross, Goldfields, and Pan American. So we've got a pretty interesting group of shareholders now, and obviously with a lot of confidence in our team and management itself and insiders also on a large chunk. So we're hugely incentivized along with everybody else to keep the share price moving forward.
Now, in terms of the royalties and streams that the company holds, very much focused on gold and silver. 99% of these royalties and streams are in gold and silver. Is that going to continue to be the focus for the company, or are you guys seeing some opportunities outside of just gold and silver?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Our focus will still be on gold and silver. We see some other opportunities from time to time, but our real goal is to just, you know, keep on hitting the ball down the fairway and just focus on gold and silver royalties and streams in good quality jurisdictions. So we've got basically about 3/4 of our revenue coming from North America and Australia, and we'd really want to keep it like that. So pretty plain vanilla stuff from us going forward.
And also, it's important to note the operators of a lot of these projects. They are, well, more well-known miners. Take us through some of the majors that do or are working on the projects where Mavericks hold royalties and streams on.
Yeah, sure. So probably one of the most notable things that's changed just recently is the owner of our Hope Bay royalty. So Agnico Eagle recently took over TMAC Resources at the start of this year. And its main asset is the Hope Bay mine in Nunavut. And we originally had a 2.75% royalty on it, but then with the acquisition, Agnico repurchased part of that, which brought us down to 1% royalty, which we hold now. And they actually paid us $50 million to do that. But what's interesting about that one is that it's currently expected to produce about 70,000 to 80,000 ounces of gold this year. We've got 1% of royalty on that. And then what it's considering now is actually an expansion that would basically increase the mine size by about 3 to 4 times what it's currently producing today. So just from that royalty alone, where we've gotten all our money back almost from the purchase price of it, that'll be generating kind of $5 million a year revenue in 3-4 years' time, which is really exciting for us. So I think that's just one of many things kind of going on in the portfolio where we've got a lot of organic growth, I'd say, from our existing paying assets and also from some near-term projects and things where we've got royalty interests that we've acquired in the past year or two. So a lot going on within the company.
Let's recap the revenue numbers from 2020 then. What did the company generate in terms of revenue?
Yeah, so in 2020, Mavericks generated just over $50 million U.S. in revenue and basically almost $40 million in operating cash flow. So you can see the very profitable nature of our business and frankly, the royalty model in generality.
So what does the company have available to it in terms of cash and additional capital to continue to grow on this royalty portfolio?
Yeah, so at the start of the year, actually, we had basically about $20 million in cash and then $32 million in debt. And basically, after Agnico purchased TMAC Resources, they paid us $50 million cash to buy back part of the royalty on Hope Bay. And so now we're sitting with about $50 million U.S. in cash and no debt. And in addition to that, we also have $120 million U.S. of a revolving credit facility that we can use on any new acquisitions. So we've got about $170 million U.S. of firepower here to look for new royalties and streams.
So in terms of growth avenues then, with this capital available, are you thinking that the company is going to be out there acquiring some more groups of royalties? Are you going to be out there creating some of your own royalties or streams? What's going to be the strategy?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So probably a couple fold. So I guess one of our main parts of our business is obviously acquiring new royalties. So we're certainly looking at that. Clearly, focused on gold, silver, whether it's royalties or streams, I guess that's sort of to be determined. But I would definitely see more of that. We've actually never been busier than we are right now. There have been some new entrants coming into the space, obviously, but there have been a lot more opportunities that have emerged as well. So that's understanding actually why you've seen more competitors. So acquisitions will definitely be at the forefront. But the other aspect too is we also have a great organic pipeline just within Mavericks already. You know, given that we've got, you know, 115 royalties and only 13 are paying, so that means there's 102 that are actually moving forward within our pipeline. So probably the most notable one is the Camino Rojo project, which is going to start at the end of this year. And that's we've got a 2% royalty on the open pit heap leach project operated by Orla Mining. And that'll add basically 5 to 10% to our revenue starting at the back half of this year. So I think there's a lot of good stuff happening actually with the gold price where it is in terms of people deploying money into the assets where we've got an interest. So all to the benefit of Maverick shareholders without any of the expense.
Well, and that's a key point too, because as much as some of the gold bugs are depressed after this 7+ month correction, there are still a lot of companies that are cashed up, and even at current precious metals prices, a lot of these projects can still make money. So we are seeing a bit more of a move towards development and production. Is that what you've seen in terms of the market? The companies, they do still have money and they are looking to at least bring some of these what look like profitable deposits online in the relatively near term?
Yeah, no, that's it exactly. I think you've seen a ton of money being spent, certainly on the ones where we have an interest. So everything actually has been moving forward in our portfolio faster than we'd originally imagined. And so I think that's fantastic news for Maverick shareholders in particular. And, you know, I think that's the one great thing about having this very large and diversified portfolio is that, you know, we've got all kinds of jurisdictions, two main metals, basically gold and silver, but, you know, a bunch of different operators as well, and all different stages. And some are moving, you know, really quickly, some are moving a little slower, some are, you know, kind of going sideways a little bit. So, but we've got, I'd say generally, a portfolio that's moving pretty strongly forward, and probably the most undervalued part of our business, certainly.
Well, as I said on the onset, Mavericks is really up there in terms of the higher quality mid-tier royalty companies. And I think, well, anybody that looks into their royalties and also the cash flow the company's generating understands why, because there's a lot of royalty companies right now that don't have anywhere near the amount of royalties or the cash flow that this company has. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Ryan, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. And again, I will be posting a link to sign up for that webinar coming up on Wednesday, April 28th. Please, everybody, sign up and send me your questions for that royalty roundtable, because we will be discussing more or less the ins and outs of investing in royalty companies and what investors really need to focus on in this now larger world of royalty companies. Ryan, thank you for your time, and hey, keep us up to date on future news.
All right, will do. Thank you.